Echo Tom's sentiment. Good day, I think, for you. Coming to the end of these days, did you expect to have two Hyundais behind you?
I was hoping for more cars, not specifically Hyundais, but because we had a good starting position. To see, for example, Martins did really well with a close starting position. But we cannot forget that he has a lot of experience here, and it tends to be like the lack of experience is greater than the lack of experience with the car. So yeah, he did very well. We'll just try to keep Thierry behind, and maybe if we can do something with Elfin, we will see.
It's a good transition to the next point. Obviously, coming from Belgium, fast flowing gravel roads, and that's what you've grown up on. So how hard is it to, you know, transition across? Obviously, as you say, new car, but also these roads are wildly different to what you've experience before.
Yeah, exactly. It's a bit difficult because you need to be so committed and so fast in the corner, while you're Ricky at something like 80 or 70 kilometers per hour. And I guess it will be a bit the same if Martins was coming to Ypres in Belgium and doing the rally for the first time. So for sure it's not easy, but when we do something like a third time at the end of the day, I think it's some real positive to take.
Yeah, because how do you view your progress across the year? Obviously, you didn't even have a full WRC2 championship, haven't done all of the rallies into this car, so it's the learning curve must be enormous. So how do you view it?
Yeah, I think we're doing good. I think every day, every rally, we are progressing, and the times are showing it. But yeah, it's just still difficult because, like you said, we don't have that experience of the WRC2, and with not so many events. And when we see it with the other, it's really that makes the difference. Because, for example, Martins didn't do a lot of WRC2 as well, but he did Poland and Latvia, which he did a couple of times in ERC, and it's directly playing with the big guys. So you see that the track knowledge is really crucial in WRC.
And do you enjoy it, or are you beginning to enjoy these gravel rallies and also the other ones like Portugal, Sardinia?
I would say I almost prefer this faster rally than rallies like Portugal and Sardinia, because something like Sardinia is a bit narrow. You need to be really cautious not to hit a rock or something. So sometimes you cannot play with 100% of the car, while here you can, but then you need to be really committed and not scared of going off with 150 or something.
So then how much are you looking forward to getting back to your Central Europe and Japan, stuff that you've known before?
Yeah, for sure. I'm really looking forward to these ones. I think the goal this year is really like to progress throughout the events, but then if we can aim for a very good performance on this rally, it will finish our season on a really strong note.
That's great. Well, I look forward to see how you go. And again, congratulations on the third fastest time in the end of the day.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.